This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can take control of the air. We're going into the third hour here. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like fried chicken. That's 855-450-3733. I'm going to probably visit the Statue of Fried Chicken. When I'm there, I hope to say things like, give me fried chicken or give me death. And, I mean, I don't know if you know this, Ian, but you see, the troops fight and die for all of our various fried chicken. And it's only indivisible with fried chicken and justice for all.
Where is the Statue of Fried Chicken? Doesn't exist.
It's in Greece. G-R-E-A-S-E. Oh, and oil, anyway, I guess. Anyway, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio tonight is...
My name's Ian.
And we were talking to Joe in Ohio. He was talking a bit about the coronavirus, saying that the world is getting gray as a result. What else did you want to say about that, Joe?
Well, I believe I know... The Lord told me, I believe I know where this virus is coming from.
Okay, how did he tell you? Did he text you? Did he call you? Did he send you an email?
Well, it's inevitable that these type of things happen, very long-nosed individuals that rub their hands talking about Bitcoin, I feel like that the Lord told me that there's something wrong about Israel.
Oh, so you don't like Jewish people. That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying that the Lord, they make great plagues, and I feel like this is one of them due
Who's
to
they?
The Antichrist.
Who's they?
They, they, the one with the long nose that rub their hands.
Who's that? Just be clear.
Money.
Just be crystal clear. Who are you talking about?
You know, they get excited when they go into a bank.
Yeah. It's pretty lame, dude. You're a pretty lame caller.
Okay. I've had enough of Joe. Joe,
pathetic.
It's one thing to be vague, but at least have the balls to say the words.
Yeah.
Say the words. I mean, without cussing, of course. That's the only thing you can't do here on Free Talk Live. But, reveal yourself. This
He's
is Free
bigot.
Talk Live. Be
He's
free. Talk and say what you actually mean.
He's a bigot. That's all we need to know. Individuals should be judged on their individual actions and their beliefs and the things that they say and they do. And that's it. And there are people who are bad people who are Jewish. There are bad people who are Christians and Muslims and atheists.
Yep. That is a fact, Jack.
Moving on.
Moving right along. Let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts. We have John calling from Texas. John, you are live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's John Bush from Liberty City of Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
How are y'all?
I'm good. What's up, dude? What are you calling about?
Hey, so the great state of New Hampshire introduced a bill that would ban kratom.
Oh, no.
What?
What happened?
Well, there's a hearing coming up, so I was calling to rally the troops. If there's anybody, I know there's a lot of your listeners that care about health freedom. Maybe some of them take kratom as well. There's a hearing on March 3rd at 3 o'clock. It looks like it's the Senate Health and Human Services Committee.
Okay.
So there's also some phone numbers that people can call, and then there's a way to email all of the committee members at once. I created a page at my website, mybravebotanicals.com/aka-update. mybravebotanicals.com/aka-update. And then people can reach out to the legislators and try to get them to not ban kratom.
Do you know, John, who's sort of leading this charge in the New Hampshire legislature?
Yeah, I have the bill pulled up. That page links to it. It's SB 758. Looks like the sponsors are Senator Feltes, Senator Fuller Clark, Senator Hennessy, Deitch, and Senator Kahn. I don't know if there's a specific author, but those are the
Yeah, there's a lot of Democrats in there, actually.
The Wrath of Kahn comes to mind immediately.
Yeah, the Kahn guy is actually from here in the Keene area.
Really?
So, have you reached out to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance about this?
I haven't. I just learned about it today. I think many people just learned about it. I learned about it through the American Kratom Association.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a lobbying group. They do a lot of really good work. And I'm hoping what the outcome will be, the same thing that happens in most other states. A lot of times it's just ignorant, do-good, Debbie Do-Gooder lawmakers. Maybe there's like a mom whose kid is doing a bunch of drugs and they're also doing Kratom. Or maybe there's a young person that actually does a lot of Kratom or abuses Kratom and it's not in their best interest. And so they go to the legislator and they get all worked up. But the American Kratom Association comes in and they do really good work. And they actually educate the legislators on the science and the safety and what people are really using it for, chronic pain, to get off of opioids, opiates. Those are the biggest uses. And then they end up introducing the Kratom Consumer Protection Act, or they amend these bills, and instead they regulate Kratom, which, as a market anarchist, I don't like, but it's definitely preferable to outright prohibition. So hopefully that'll be the outcome, because the AKA is on the scene. But, of course, people's phone calls and emails would definitely help that.
Yeah, I mean, I it would be really sad to see New Hampshire go through decriminalization procedures on cannabis, which there's another decrim bill that's been, it's already passed the state house this year with a veto-proof margin, to then have them turn around and ban a different plant, Kratom. Now, one more time, if you don't mind, just hit me with that bill number, the SB thing.
Yeah, Senate Bill 758.
758. All right, good.
758. And then people can go to AmericanKratom.org, the American Kratom Association, or I create a little landing page, mybravebotanicals.com/aka-update.
All right.
You'll be able to do the phone numbers and the emails and stuff.
Cool. John, thanks for the heads up.
Thanks for the information, and thanks for the call tonight. You're a wealth of knowledge and information. We appreciate that. Yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine. Having relocated to New Hampshire from, about 3,000 miles away or so, give or take a couple hundred miles, where, I could walk down the block, a couple of blocks and go to the recreational marijuana store and purchase, whatever I wanted. They had all sorts of fun and good stuff and good deals, good prices, et cetera, and so on. I hated the way Washington State went about introducing these things and basically had a pre-regulated market on every level, and they taxed everybody highly at every level. So the growers were heavily taxed, the distributors were heavily taxed, and the retailers were heavily taxed, each individually at each stage of the production.
Wasn't it like a 25% tax?
Yeah, I think more than 20.
At each stage,
I think it was more than 25% at each stage. But nevertheless, I wish New Hampshire would get off their butts and just go ahead and decriminalize all the drugs.
Yeah,
literally decriminalize, not just like, oh, we're just going to treat it as the lowest offense. That's not real. Like, I feel like governments have taken the word decriminalization and twisted it to mean something that it doesn't actually mean.
Well, today it means to make something less criminal. It does not mean to remove all criminal penalties, which would be to depenalize in that case or to remove prohibition.
But decriminalize means no longer criminal.
It sounds like you should undo it completely.
Right.
Yeah. In this case, they're talking about making Kratom Schedule 1. In this bill, I just pulled up the text.
Schedule 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which would put it in the same level as heroin.
How high does that? How high? Get it?
I've tried Kratom, by the way, and it's kind of an interesting product. John actually had sent some here to the show, and I tried it out. I can see why people find it useful.
Yeah.
Like, it's helped people with productivity. It's helped people get off of hard drugs.
Other drugs
as well.
Right, yeah.
So I suspect if some people come and they testify about the positive experiences they've had with Kratom, that might help sway some members of the Senate committee, and maybe they will recommend this thing not pass.
That would be great. I just wish they could be consistent, which, I mean, we know it's government. They're never going to be consistent because,
yeah,
well, that's how authoritarian power structures roll.
I know at least one of these senators voted to decriminalize cannabis, so they want to replace it with banning kratom, apparently.
855-450-3733 is our number. More of your calls and your thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend 2 spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes. Are in the right place for Free Talk Live. Welcome. We are in the third hour of our live Saturday night edition. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Operators are standing by. Here's how to order. To get your free set of Ginsu Nut... No, wait. Sorry. I went into retro mode. I apologize.
And now the news. Don't touch that dial.
The reason that I did such a thing is because, well, every 4 years is... We have today, and today, of course, is Leap Day, and what better time to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started using Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And Leap Day is a great day to spend Bitcoin, I think, right?
Why not? Every day is a good day for that.
I've often wondered if somebody born on Leap Day... You know, when they're like 28 or whatever, are they only, you know, 7?
There's a strong argument.
You know, does that mean that they got to wait like 4 times as long to drink alcohol or get their driver's license or whatever? All right.
I suspect they celebrate it on the next day or the day before.
Yeah.
Or maybe at midnight.
We have been talking about a lot of stuff. I do just once again want to say congratulations to Vegetarian on having Taco Nick accept her proposal of marriage to him.
Yeah, that happened earlier on our show tonight.
Live on the air. If you missed it, you can find our archives at freetalklive.com and check that out on the replay. We've been taking a lot of your calls and your thoughts, and let's just jump right back into that, shall we? We've got Randy Howard calling from Arkansas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
I've got a theory that the coronavirus started in Wuhan, China, because that was the first place 5G was introduced.
Was it really?
And also, I think we're getting it on our West Coast now, and there's no known transmission of how the person got the disease. I think transmissions through the atmosphere cause cell damage and can cause a coronavirus.
So, okay, let me get this straight. There was some lab, arguably, in Wuhan, China, and the 5G towers went up. And suddenly the virus known as the flu turned into the coronavirus because of the 5G somehow. And then is now spreading somehow through the atmosphere, or are you saying it's spreading through the transmission of 5G signals?
Well, you got satellite TV, cell phones, smartphones, computers, and a lot of them, and satellite, well, they release their transmissions through the air.
Yeah.
I think that's heating up the air.
Are you for real?
Electricity to make the transmission, and I think that's causing global warming, and I think global warming's making us fat, and makes some people more criminal because they're trying to cool off the body but staying active. And
well, you are just full of an active imagination, there, sir. I don't know if you actually believe the things that you're saying, but it's funny. You don't really believe it, though, right? You're trolling us.
I kind of. Believe it.
Okay. So what's going to happen? Because, I mean, the odds are people aren't going to stop using technology. What do you think? Where is this all going to lead to? Is everybody going to exterminate themselves because they can't put down their phones?
Either I think people will have to stop using 5G and maybe those kind of devices from now on.
Okay. According to a website, fullfact.org, I don't know, you know, never been there before, but just a quick search of Wuhan 5G says here that a post on Facebook claims that Wuhan, China, the center of the new coronavirus outbreak, was where 5G was first rolled out, suggesting that 5G has damaged people's immune systems and boosted the virulence of the common cold. The main implication of the claim that 5G can impact immune systems is totally unfounded. There is no evidence linking the coronavirus to 5G. 5G. Okay. It is true that Wuhan does have some 5G coverage. However, they can't find any evidence that it was the first city with 5G. However, some reports say Wuhan was one of several cities in China where early 5G trials took place. So there may have been other cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Hangzhou that were already covered by the 5G network. And there is, as of yet, no evidence that 5G is harmful to humans, despite a bunch of paranoiacs on the internet who believe that it is.
Now, Randy, I don't want to you know, let this sort of poo-poo your conspiracy theory. Sometimes, just because there's no evidence doesn't mean a thing isn't true. We're just saying that there doesn't seem to be any evidence.
Yeah.
I don't have a computer, so I wasn't privy to that information.
Well, they got them at the library. You can check them out there.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And this is what happens. You know, just because you have a computer doesn't mean that you're more informed. Because
search engine talk live.
Well, because if all you do is believe what you see on your social media, then and you don't check it out, then you know you're going to fall into the trap of believing, you know, pretty ridiculous things, like the idea that satellite technology, which we've had for decades, mind you, is somehow heating the air up. I don't think that's true. I think anybody that's familiar with radio frequency transmissions could tell you that that's not true. A radio transmitter may heat the room it's in, but it's not going to heat the air that the transmission waves are broadcast through.
He was saying that global warming, he believes global warming is also making us fat. But then he also said that global warming...
Go to Japan. They're not fat there.
No, but he also said that global warming was making us more criminal and therefore being more active.
Right.
Because we're trying to cool. So if we're being more active...
Then you'd be less fat.
Then we'd be less fat somehow. So
There's plenty of places in the world where people are not obese like in the United States. I was in Japan last year for the first time ever, and I was amazed.
You were huge in Japan.
No, I'm not a huge person, but I was trying
to count.
But
in Japan, you were.
I was counting the number of people that were overweight, and the 6 days I was there, I got to five. I got to one hand.
Oh, really?
Of that many overweight people that I saw on the streets. And there's a lot of people in the streets.
I saw a comedian recently. He was doing a bit in England, right? I filmed a special in England, and he made the mention. He's like, hey, I just want to let all you guys know that... you guys are kind of fat, too. Apparently, he didn't notice a significant difference in the quantity of obesity in, I don't know why they call it Great Britain. We'll just call it Mediocre Britain.
Big Britain. And when I say overweight, I just mean like, you know, larger, little fat.
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody who was obese.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
No, I was there.
And that was Japan?
Tokyo.
No sumo
Shibuya district.
Huh? No sumo?
Well, they didn't have them on the streets. Okay. They weren't walking around.
855-450-3733. 855-450-free like fried chicken. We'll have more of your calls and your thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the first U.S. coronavirus death, a man from Washington.
At this moment, we have 22 patients in the United States currently that have coronavirus. Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight.
He spoke at a White House news briefing.
We would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic.
He says he'll meet Monday with drug companies to discuss vaccines. Officials say Americans should avoid travel in certain areas of Italy and South Korea. Vice President Pence adds,
we will be using Section 212F, banning travel from Iran. Iran is already under a travel ban, but we are expanding existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, everybody!
Oh, yeah.
Hey-ya. It's James Hetfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a Hetfield impression.
Nah. Where are we going? Free Talk Live. 855-453.
For people that don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, if you don't know, I'm Captain Kickass. I'm the host tonight, joined by
Ian.
And I am a heavy metal fan. I played guitar and heavy metal bands for 22 years.
Did you do any singing, like backup singing?
I did, yeah. I do some, and and occasionally pull a weak harmony or something, okay. You know. I have a much better speaking voice than I do singing voice. Yeah. I don't have much of an ear when it comes to singing. But I have done some, and you can find some examples of that at lcaptainkickass.com. I do parody work, much like Weird Al, except more vulgar. I include all of the seven words, and in fact, I go out of my way to use them. So
we can't play it on the air.
Yeah, you can. I think there might be one song that doesn't have. Yeah. And they're various quality, you know, so if you're bored and you need some entertainment, something that you might find hilarious and you enjoy potty humor, why, I'd certainly appreciate you checking it out. Earlier in the program, we had a caller, Chris, who was driving in a truck, and Chris has called back. But before we go to his call, I want to tell you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Hey, hey!
Indeed. All right. So let's see if we got Chris on the line.
All right. Chris, you are back on Free Talk Live.
I'm here.
Hey, so I'm sorry. What were you calling about before when we couldn't get you on the line due to technical difficulties?
Okay, at the beginning of the show, you asked if we felt like we were free or not, any more free today than we were before.
Yep.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember a speech by George Bush after 9/11. He said, he used the words, freedom was attacked on 9/11.
How do you attack freedom?
What did you think about that?
I thought that was an odd choice of words. He didn't say the United States was attacked. He didn't say America was attacked. And that was mainly my point.
And that's a good point, too. These abstractions, right? It's like the war on terror, right? Freedom was attacked. Like, you can't actually do these things. You can't attack freedom.
Well, actually, I think the government has done it pretty well. Like, they have attacked freedom since 9/11. I mean, not to say they weren't doing it before 9/11. I mean, just look at Waco or whatever. There's all kinds of examples of the government killing people. But they definitely cranked up the police state after 9/11. So arguably, it was they who attacked freedom, not the so-called terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we have Homeland Security now, and TSA, and the Patriot Act.
And has that made anything any more free? No, it's the opposite, where now there are internal checkpoints. I mean, that to me is one of the scariest developments of the last 20 years, the idea that you can be stopped inside the United States and demanded to, you know, show identification or answer questions or whatever. It's horrifying that that's happening. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Have a good night. I don't feel more free. I certainly do not. Certainly when I fly and go through an airport, don't feel free.
Right. Get your hands up. Put your hands up. Step through the machine. I don't do it. I opt out of that thing.
Yeah, you're a smart man.
Well, I just go to where I've got enough time. You know, I'm not in a rush. And it's like, okay, whatever. Pat me down.
You get there at the top of the three-hour window you're supposed to
arrive. I've been to jail.
Right?
I can handle a pat down.
I don't feel more free.
I bent over and coughed. Once you've been institutionalized like that, you know, whatever. Touch me wherever you need to, buddy.
I understand what you're saying, but that's also kind of sad.
It is. It is.
All right.
But you can make a bit of a, I'm not going to say a ruckus necessarily, but people will notice, you know, when you say, nope, I'm opting out of that. There's going to be somebody right behind you that's going to observe you doing that.
That's true. Yeah, you can get some of the second man effect.
Yeah.
Right? Or like if you do it, somebody else will follow you. Hey, I'm going to opt out.
I've never had that happen.
Really?
No.
That's also sad.
Yeah.
Well, we've been taking a bunch of your calls and your thoughts, and the phones are still lit up. So let's go straight away to Bill in Arizona. Bill, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys were talking about decriminalizing marijuana. I honestly think there's certain things that should be criminalized on the other
like
end,
what?
Such as like Judaism. You know, I mean, they lie, they cheat, and they steal. That's already a crime. So why not just make Judaism a crime?
So what is your objection to that particular religion?
Well, they're a bunch of conniving little rats that start wars and steal money from the
Jews. But that's not true. I've known plenty of Jewish people who have not started wars.
Well,
so you're just a liar. You're the liar.
They may be collaborators.
No.
They're collaborators.
No, they were just
like
average people.
Just like Mark, that little conniving rat, Mark.
And they're just average people. You're pathetic, dude. Get a life.
Hail Hitler.
Yeah, well, I mean, what else can you say to somebody like that?
Well, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, you know, this is one of the
despicable.
One of the things about free speech, though, is that letting everybody have their voice and have their say lets you know where the a-holes are.
Yeah.
And that's one
of
the reasons.
And there's one of them in Arizona.
Yep. And that's one of the reasons why it can't go away. If
you didn't have any actual answer to my question,
no,
by the way.
No, of course not.
What was your objection to their religion? He had nothing.
Yeah, no, of course not. He's a prejudiced jerk.
Yeah.
So, moving right along, let's go to Thomas in Crescent City, California. Thomas, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Thomas.
Wonderful. Hey, let's talk about drugs for a minute.
Okay,
we're here. Let's hear it.
This drug problem we got has been a total fabrication of the government in the first place. I mean, you know, thinking fast and furious, remember that?
Huh?
They were bringing over drugs. They were bringing drugs back and taking guns out of the cartel.
The CIA?
Back. Yep.
Yeah, fast and furious.
Okay.
So all this, you know, anybody that's pleading guilty for anything, I'd say, well, let's find out where the drugs came from first.
What have you? What drugs do you have in your veins right now?
Caffeine, THC.
Okay,
THC.
All right. Yeah. So, what do you want to do now?
So, well, I mean, anybody that's facing a beef, they say, "Well, where'd you use the drugs?" Well, didn't you guys bring this back in last week at blah 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 from some kind of other type of operation?
I'm having trouble understanding him. He's talking about trafficking, I think the government trafficking drugs, and that's the thing. Like the government,
drug talk live.
The government has, I mean, just because you can dial a phone doesn't mean you can speak into it, apparently.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. Caffeine and THC?
Yeah.
Sound like a little heavy on the THC, a little light
maybe,
on the caffeine, perhaps?
You don't normally hear people slurring. I mean, when you're on THC, you're not known for slurring, but that guy was, man, don't drive, buddy. Stay home.
Please do not go out and drive. 855 450 free. Like
one
fried
of those
chicken.
855-450-3733.
The live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live will continue.
He needs to send whatever he's on to the guy who was on before him. Chill him out.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You guys should do that. More coming up. Your calls, your thoughts. Free Talk Live, 855-450-free. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Face.
That's right. I had this idea of putting a band together. That,
all mouth instruments?
Yeah, no actual instruments.
It must have been done. Somebody's got to.
So like the drummer would be like semi-beatboxing and be like.
That has to have been done by now.
And then the guitar, the rhythm guitar player would be like. Chun, 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 chun. And the lead guitar player would be all like. Willy, 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 willy. And the singer, of course, would just sing. Right? But the bass player would be all like. Doom, 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 ba, boom, boom, ba, boom. Right, and then you just lay down tracks like you would regularly in a recording studio for like a real band, but there are no instruments involved whatsoever. I think that'd be
fun. I'd be shocked if that hadn't been done yet, but it is a good idea.
In case you're wondering, yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Ian, and I'm looking here for Mouth Instruments Band on Google, and that's not finding anything. So
yeah, I've looked one time, not recently. Yeah. You know, this idea surfaces to my brain, and then I forget about it for, you know, a year or two or whatever, and then it comes to my brain again, and I go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, and then I never do anything about it, of course. But I have Googled it previously and not found anything resembling what I'm talking about, but... Now that I've blabbed it to
someone, might do
209 radio stations or so, and you know our internet stream and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know who's listening.
Maybe somebody will pick the idea up and go with it.
It's yours. It's an idea. Yeah. You can use it.
Yeah, and I don't.
That's the cool thing about ideas is they can be copied.
That's right. And I don't believe in intellectual property.
Right.
So you know,
me neither.
I've put it out there. It's open source.
Yep.
It's open source. Feel free to copy it.
If it's
it.
On this show, you can copy it.
And speaking of things that are open source, I think ForkFest 2020 is open source.
It's so open source, you don't even have to call it ForkFest. Taryn Lupo's calling it ForkFest Classic, the Porcupine Freedom Festival Classic.
Original recipe ForkFest. Nice. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, to which I have never been. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. I refer to that whole, you know, Porkfest and then Forkfest as pork and fork.
Yep.
That's how I refer to it. So you're right. It's decentralized. That you just make up your own name, whatever you like. No one's in charge, and that also means there's no ticket cost. You do, of course, have to pay for, like, your camping, your RV site, or
you can share those
hotel,
spaces.
And you can share those spaces, or buddy up, and all that.
Cheap.
All
makes
that fun
it real
stuff.
Cheap.
But there's no actual ticket cost other than that. Just reserve your spot for June 29th until July 5th at the campground.
Rogers Campground.
Rogers, yes, thank you. Sorry, there it is, right in front of my face. I need better glasses. Where better to celebrate Independence Day, which is, you know, July 4th, if you didn't know.
Which will be the final night.
That's going to be so awesome.
That'll be great.
I can't even imagine how awesome that's going
to
be.
I'm looking forward to it.
You can simply relax and go camping with other Liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, you can let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there. Come and party with Captain Kickass and Ian Freeman. Free Talk Live is going to be there. Doing some things.
We'll be broadcasting every day.
We'll be casting broads or whatever it is they do. We do.
We'll be in the middle of the day, though. We're doing a midday show. Because we record when we're on location.
Right.
We can actually hang out at night.
Yep. Have some fun. Take part in all of the fun-tivities. There. It's a new portmanteau.
You haven't used that one before.
I've just made it up just now. It's activities and fun. Fun-tivities.
Those are the best kind of activities.
You heard it here first on Free Talk Live. Portmanteau.
Did you want to get back into this story, or do we have what do you want to do here?
Afghanistan? You had a synopsis of what was going on.
Well,
and
let's summarize the agreement, okay? Yeah. So there's a lot of politicizing here of, this is the Trump administration, blah, blah, blah. And he should get some credit if he had an involvement in this.
Okay. I suppose.
U.S. troops are to be withdrawn from Afghanistan under an agreement between the Taliban and the United States. They should be withdrawing from 13,000 troops to 8,600 initially in the weeks following the signing, which I guess that supposedly happened today.
So that's not all.
Nope.
Counter to this headline, all U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Further drawdowns are to depend on the Taliban meeting certain counterterrorism conditions, compliance that will be assessed by the United States. But officials say soldiers will be coming home. Now, of course, Trump is looking to make good on his campaign promise to bring troops home from the Middle East. And if he can do that, and it sounds like he is, kudos to him for that. But, of course, I agree with what you said earlier, Captain Kickass. They should bring the troops home from everywhere around the planet that they are found.
Doesn't that sound kind of like they're on house arrest, right? You've got to wear this ankle bracelet, and you've got to pass your drug test, and or probation or parole or something.
So here's the other part of the agreement, according to skipping down past the politics here. The agreement says the Taliban promised to not let extremists use the country as a staging ground for attacking the United States or its allies. Of course, the U.S. officials are loath to trust the Taliban to fulfill their obligations. They talk about Pompeo a little bit here. And then if the agreement is successful, Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires that has repeatedly repelled foreign invaders from Imperial Britain and Russia to the Soviet Union, will have once again successfully turned away a world power from its landlocked borders. Of course, the U.S. has been embroiled in Afghanistan for 2 decades now at this point. Under the agreement, 5,000 Taliban are released or to be released from Afghan-run jails. So that's an interesting provision. But it's not known if the Afghan government will do that. There are also questions about whether Taliban fighters loyal to various warlords will be willing to disarm. So there's a lot of question marks here, but if it's beginning with the drawdown of troops, then that's a good step in the right direction. And really, unfortunately, all you can really expect from government are these little baby steps. When they invade with all their might, but actually leaving, it's just been a slow, slow pullback from this place.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I'm 47 years old. And I don't remember the United States military empire ever decreasing in size.
No, of course not.
In fact, it's done nothing but grow.
No politician will propose that.
And how many bases do we have now around the globe?
700 to 1,000 or something like that. It's a lot.
Why?
Because occupation, because imperialism, hegemony? All of those things? Militarism? Because it's a political suicide in a nationalistic country like the United States to get out there and say, you know, we really ought to cut the military down to one-tenth of its size and bring everybody home. Only Ron Paul would say something like that, and even he wouldn't put it in those terms, right? He would talk about bringing the troops home and focusing them here in the U.S. But, of course, if you bring the troops home, you really just should send them home and tell them, thanks for your service, go back home, find some productive work, because you don't need all the troops that are all around the whole world to defend one place.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If they're defending the whole world, you need a lot of troops. And that's not what it was supposed to be. That's not what the U.S. Was founded upon. The Founding Fathers specifically did not put a standing army in the Constitution. It doesn't exist there. That came later. They passed whatever Military Authorization Act, or whatever they call it, Defense Authorization Act, and it has to keep getting repassed in order to keep the military in its full form.
Right,
it's not constitutional.
Because it was supposed to be a temporary measure.
Right.
There's nothing so permanent as a temporary government measure.
Yeah, it's true.
We learned this time and time again. We have your calls and your thoughts. Cleveland in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm all right, what's on your mind?
Oh yeah, it sounds like a Virginia accent. Go ahead there, Cleveland. This isn't a fake call. Hello?
Sorry about that, man.
I'm sure you're real sorry.
So, I was going to ask you, how do you feel about the coronavirus?
How do I feel about it? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not worried about it. I'm not buying a bunch of masks, and I'll take my chances.
Okay. But
how about you, Tex?
Well,
it's Cleveland.
I hope Peter and Quack.
From Family Guy.
Florida.
No, it's Cleveland from the Family Guy.
That's me.
Yeah. Is that right? I don't know. I've not seen that show very often.
Peter Griffin.
I've heard that character. Right. Is it the same guy?
No, different guy, but same show. Different character.
I'm the
same
black guy.
Is he doing a decent impression of this character?
It's not horrible.
Hey,
okay.
I'm just kidding. It's Father Joe, so the Jews are responsible.
All right, get rid of him.
Right.
He already called. One call per night. In fact, he deserved to be dumped, but it's probably too late for that.
Yeah. Sorry to the callers who've been holding longer than that particular person. We do apologize. It has been fun. It looks like we are out of time for this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Tune in 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern. Or if you've missed any of the shows and you want to catch up, hit up our archives at freetalklive.com.
And if you're a bigot, just go kill yourself.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris N. Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.